Kathleen Wynn, happy Pride.
Happy Pride, Maury. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
You know, I ask you this every year, and I'm going to ask you again. What is Pride to you? Why is it so important for you to be there, to march in the parade and take part?
You know, Pride is a great celebration of inclusiveness and openness. And I was saying to you earlier, one of the things that's so important about Pride is that there's so many places that can't have that celebration. So I think it's even more important that we continue to do it and to talk about who we are and our open society.
And I guess, you know, this year for Toronto and years past, we have a mayor who is willing to be there and is everything Pride, and you're celebrating Pride. This year it just feels more proud.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know. Last year we had World Pride, and it was huge. But you're right. I think this year we've got more of the leadership of the city, for sure, being part of the celebration, and that's a very good thing for everyone.
Do you think there's going to be a time when, because everyone is so accepting, and we're all, you know, loving and proud, will there ever be a time where we don't need to have the Pride Parade? Because everyone's always proud.
Well, yeah, I hope there will be. That's the dream, right? But as I said, there are many places where that celebration can't take place. And we shouldn't kid ourselves, Maury. There are places in Ontario, there are people in Ontario who still aren't there, who still don't accept that the person they know who is gay has every right to be, and they still fight against that. You know, we've had a big discussion about the sex ed curriculum in this province. And at its root, the opposition to the sex ed curriculum update, the health and physical education curriculum, there's a lot of homophobia at the root of that opposition. So we're not there yet. There are still kids, there are still teachers, there are still people in workplaces, there are people living in families where they can't be out and they don't feel safe. So that makes Pride even more important.
What are some of the things you look forward to most every year for Pride? I mean, of course, there's the parade, but there must be other things that you're like, oh, yeah, it's Pride time.
So the two things I really love, I love the Pride and Remembrance Run. I've been doing it for years. It's on the Saturday morning, and it's just gotten bigger every year, and I think that is terrific. So it's always a lovely way to start off the weekend. And then before the parade, Jane and I always go to the church service. It started out in Maple Leaf Gardens with Brent Hawks and MCC, and now it's right on Church Street. And I just love that church service because there are so many people there who, you know, who don't necessarily go to MCC, but they're happy to be there for Pride.
And how do you let loose for Pride? I mean, this is a time to party as well. What's, you know, I mean, yes, you're the premier, but how do you just, you know, kick your shoes off and party?
Well, I think that's the parade part for me. Jane and I will often gather with some friends. You know, I am a 62-year-old woman, so there's a certain
girl, you look good for that age.
Well, thank you very much. But I'm not going to be bar hopping, is what I'm saying. But the parade is this huge outpouring. I mean, it's so much energy that it feels like, even though I can't actually kick my shoes off because I'm walking down Yonge Street, but I am enjoying that energy. It's a terrific boost.
When you are walking the parade, because not everyone gets the chance to see the parade from your perspective, when you're walking down or riding on a float down Yonge Street and you look from left to right and you see millions of people, what does that do to you?
You know, it's a great question. And I walk. I do walk in the parade. It's very emotional, actually. I find myself, as I walk, kind of being overcome periodically by the outpouring. You know, some of the people who are there because they've never been before and they're just curious. But the excitement of people when they see us come by and they wave and they call my name, and, you know, I see people I know on the side of the road, I just find it so gratifying, and it makes me so grateful to live in this place. And that's what I'm thinking as I'm walking. You know, I'm walking, we're safe. This is a loving experience, and that is what is the overwhelming impression for me.
Now, you've been in Toronto for, I guess, your whole life. How have you seen Pride grow and develop from its very early stages?
Yeah. So I actually grew up outside of Toronto. I grew up north of Toronto. And remember, I didn't come out till I was 37 years old. One of the reasons Jane has been with me talking at various events over the last couple of months is that she did experience that. So she talks about going to very early Pride protests, because that's where they what they were. They were protests. And so in the 70s and the early 80s, she was part of a group of people. She wasn't a real activist, but I remember, because I knew her in those years, I remember her telling me about what was happening, about the gay rights movement and how they were trying to find their place in the city. And, you know, there was lots of conflict with police. There was conflict with the community at that point. And we've evolved from that into this celebration where the police are there as our protection and they're taking part and they're as happy as everyone else. So it's been a wonderful evolution, and I think we should literally all be very proud of ourselves.
Last few questions for you. You know, the world comes to Toronto for Pride. You know, I often walk along the street and talk to people, where are you from, where are you from? And literally people fly to Toronto. This is their vacation for Pride. You know, how great is that, that the world looks to us for so many things, including Pride?
Yeah, and I think that, I think we can't forget that. When we talk about this celebration and how important it is to do this, because there are so many places that aren't safe, people come from those places here. And I'll give you an example. Jane and I, for about 10 years, did a dance for middle-aged women. We were doing the dance as a fundraiser to support the Lesbian Gay Bi Youth Line. And we did it on the Saturday night of Pride. We would have women drive from Owen Sound, women drive from all over the province to be here in Toronto for this dance. They were teachers, they were nurses, they were moms, they were people who couldn't be out in their own communities. So we bring the world for Pride, and there are people from all over Ontario who come here who, for them, this is a really big part of the year. I remember a man saying to me, oh, must be 20 years ago, Christmas wasn't as big to him as Pride, because he couldn't go home for Christmas. You know, he was from Italy and he couldn't go home to his family because he'd basically been ostracized, but he could be out and proud at Pride time.
You know what, when you're getting ready for Pride, you're getting on your Pride outfit and stuff like that, we all have our Pride song. Kathleen Wynne, what is your Pride song?
Well, my Pride song is I Am What I Am. I love that song. I absolutely love that song. Gloria Gaynor.
How does it go?
I am what I am. And your hands go up. It's an awesome song. But I think there are lots of good songs, and we can all sing them together.
Well, I say this to you every year, and I absolutely adore you. Happy Pride.
Thank you very much, Maury. Happy Pride to you and all your listeners.